is In Excess, a new sensation. Your 80s beats the 90s. It is the 80s, 90s, and now 98.3 The Key. Big Jim, Stacey Lee. We're getting it done for a finally Friday, 8-11, and I can't believe that we actually got the privilege to talk to someone that I've been following since the early 70s, people. Right now, I am squeezing my hips to shapely thighs. Let's welcome her to the show, Suzanne Summers. How are you?
That's going to be on my tombstone, isn't it?
I think it might be, yeah.
I had a funny story, Suzanne. I actually purchased one of the Thighmasters back in the, early 90s? Late 80s.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. That's how I remodeled my kitchen. Thank you very much.
I purchased one of these, and I don't know if you realize this, Suzanne, but when that was out, remember spandex was in? And spandex and that appliance did not go together because you could squeeze it and it could fly across the room.
But it helped you to get into that spandex. You know how that commercial happened? This was, I guess, in the early 80s, and I had bought a pair of shoes, Manolo Blahniks. They were $565. Now, at that time, that'd be like paying $2,000 now. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing in my dressing room, and I've got the shoes on, and I thought, oh, my husband's going to call me so stupid for spending so much money on a pair of shoes, and all they are nude, and they just make my legs look great. So I go out, and I'm in my bra and underpants, and I say to my husband, how do you like my new shoes?
He didn't even notice your new shoes.
He said, great legs. And I went, oh, my God, that's what we should do for the commercial. So the commercial started on those shoes, which I then was able to amortize.
Wow.
And the camera went up my leg while my husband off camera went, great legs. And we sold 10 million of them.
Wow.
Incredible.
Neat story.
Suzanne, you look fabulous.
I feel fabulous. I'm doing something right.
All right, so we're talking.
I've got this new talk show, which what we're going to talk about, that debuts next Wednesday on Lifetime, September 26, 7 a.m. And because I really do feel I'm doing something right. I'm a person who had cancer to where I just made it a large tumor, too. I made it just a blip on the radar screen. I decided I was going to eat as though my life depended on it. I wasn't going to take their drugs. I was going to balance my body chemistry through bioidentical hormones. And every doctor I was working with, one doctor actually said, you're going to die. I said, you know what? I think I'll die if I do it your way. I don't agree with putting poison in my body to try and kill something. So I just had a sense that if you fed your body well, and that if you detoxed your body, that your body would not have a reason to grow a new self, which is what cancer is. And I check myself regularly. I have sophisticated tests to find out if there's a recurrence. I recently had something called a CTC, which is a cancer tumor cell test, see if there's anything hiding in any niches, nothing. And it's because I've been putting superior fuel into my body in the form of real food that's not genetically modified, real food that's organic, and taking supplements to augment what's not in the food, and taking bioidentical hormones. And that's my big controversial message that when I tried to get a talk show the orthodox way, because I should have a talk show, every meeting, and I met with all of them, including the big O twice, everybody get very excited in the meeting, and oh my God, this is the show that we need out there, and this is what women want to hear, and yes, and then they'd go to their sales department, and their sales department would go, are you joking? She's a lightning rod. She puts down pharmaceuticals, and she goes after food manufacturers and chemical companies. So I finally realized I had to do this on my own. So I bought the hour, and my accountant said, you'd go broke doing this show. I said, I hope not. I went out with a team, and we pulled in sponsors resonant with my message. If you make anything that's got chemicals or bad stuff in it, you do not qualify as a sponsor on my show. And I, to my great relief, the response of people wanting in on my show as sponsors was so overwhelming I had to turn people down.
Wow.
And so what this show is uncensored information. Why the genetically modified food isn't labeled, why what it does once it gets inside your body, why it makes you bloated, why you're getting gut problems, why your stomach isn't working right, why do you never feel well, why you're out of energy, why are you gaining weight when you're not even eating. What are all the food allergies and food intolerances about? 50 years ago, people weren't allergic to food, maybe bees or peanuts, but people, I have two granddaughters who are allergic to food. They can't, everything they eat puts them into some sort of havoc, and what we have to do with them is take them to a clinic, which we're about to do, to detox the chemicals out of their body. It turns out, even though they've been eating organic food at home, their school food has not been. Their school food has been genetically modified, and the school's cleaning with a whole lot of chemicals that they are allergic to. So this is happening all over the country, and no one's talking about it, so I will.